Disney. 5-Minute Easter Stories. Disney Bunnies. Thumper and the Egg by Laura Driscoll. Illustrated by Laurie Tominski and Valeria Tirati. Thumper woke up bright and early, ready to explore. It had stormed the day before, and he wanted to see what the wind and rain had blown out into the open. As he hopped around exploring, he saw a mouse scurrying toward its tree, picked a pretty pink flower that had bloomed, and sniffed at a ladybug that had landed on a leaf. Then he saw a blue feather. He hopped toward it to catch it. Thumper followed the feather over a hill and down to the river, but he stopped abruptly when he came across something small and blue. Curiously, he bent down and sniffed it. Sniff, sniff. Quiet giggles pulled Thumper's attention away from the object. He looked up and saw his four younger sisters, Trixie, Tessie, Daisy, and Rhea, watching him from a log. They had followed him to the river and waited as he examined the strange object. "Come over here and look at what I found," Thumper called. The four bunny sisters hopped to meet their brother. "What you doing, Thumper?" Trixie asked. She had a big bushy tail and always wanted to know what was going on. "Treasure hunting," he explained. The bunnies looked at the smooth, round object.
"It's pretty."
"What is it?"
Tessie asked. She was the youngest bunny.
"It's a robin's egg, silly," Thumper said.
Daisy cheered.
"Oh, a birdie!"
She was excited. She loved making new friends.
"But what's it doing here?" Trixie asked. "I thought robins kept their eggs in nests up in trees."
"You're right," Thumper said. "It must have gotten knocked down in the storm last night. What should we do?"
The bunnies began to worry about the egg. They thought the mama robin was probably worried too. Rhea hopped over to Thumper.
"You need to keep it warm and happy until it hatches," she said.
Rhea was a smart bunny, so the group knew she was right.
"Good idea, Rhea. We've got to make the egg feel like it's wrapped up in a soft, cozy blanket," Thumper told his sisters.
Rhea, Trixie, and Tessie hopped to it, gathering leaves from nearby bushes. Trixie started piling leaves on top of the egg one by one.
"That'll take forever," Tessie said. "We should put a bunch of leaves on top, all at once. The egg will be warmer faster."
"No, no, no. We have to surround the egg, not cover it. Like this," Rhea corrected them both.
While his sisters argued, Thumper tried to figure out what to do next. Whenever he was confused, he usually asked his mama for help.
"That's it," Thumper said to his sisters. "Where is the mama robin? She'll know the right thing to do."
"Let's go find her," Tessie said, excited for their next adventure.
"We can't all go, or someone else may try to take the egg," Daisy said.
"Thumper and I will stay here and make sure the egg stays happy."
So Trixie, Rhea, and Tessie hopped off to find the egg's mama. Thumper thumped his foot while his sisters were away. He was nervous.
"How will we keep it happy?" Thumper asked Daisy.
"Well, I'm happy when I sing. Let's sing to it," Daisy decided.
"I don't know if it can hear us in there," Thumper began to say. But before he finished, Daisy started singing at the top of her lungs. Birds, moles, and turtles all gathered around to hear her sing. But Thumper couldn't tell if the egg was happy. After a while, Daisy ran out of songs.
"Well, what now?" Thumper asked.
"Let's dance," Daisy exclaimed. I don't think it can see us. But again, Thumper didn't get to finish his sentence. This time, it was because Daisy grabbed his paw and made him dance too. Some ducklings and even a turtle joined in on the fun. But Thumper still couldn't tell if the egg was happy. After they were all done dancing, Thumper thought that maybe the egg would like one of his tricks instead. He picked up his blue feather, snuck up on Daisy while she was watching the egg, and tickled her. Daisy began rolling on the ground with laughter. Daisy's laughter was so loud that the bunnies didn't hear their father hop up. Thumper, now what did I tell you about tickling your sisters? Papa Bunny said. But it was to keep the egg happy, Thumper said. We tried making it comfy and singing and dancing, but nothing seemed to work. So I thought maybe if Daisy laughed, the egg would laugh too. Just then, Thumper and Papa Bunny heard shouting and the sound of three little bunnies hopping toward them. They turned to see Trixie, Tessie, and Rhea appear with a nest of twigs. A mama robin flew above them. After his sister set the nest down, Thumper placed the egg inside. Then the mama robin flew into the nest and covered the egg with her wing. Soon, the bunnies heard a crackling noise. They all gathered around as a baby bird popped out of the shell. The bunnies all cheered. They had taken good care of the egg. Thumper gave Daisy the pink flower and blue feather he'd found earlier. Thanks for helping me keep the egg happy. It was fun, she said. Plus, I learned a new trick. Then she began to tickle her brother. Disney Pixar Toy Story. Who's Afraid of the Easter Bunny? By Brooke Vitale. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. Oh boy, Bonnie cheered. It's almost Easter. There's chocolate and jelly beans and a big Easter egg hunt. And the Easter Bunny, of course. Bonnie looked at Woody's cowboy hat. Oh no, that won't do at all, she said. You can't be a cowboy at Easter. You have to be a bunny. Bonnie grabbed a pipe cleaner and twisted it around until it looked like a pair of rabbit ears. Then she placed it on Woody's head.
Nice ears, Ham joked when she had left the room.
Okay, okay, Woody said, putting his hat back on. Hey, Rex.
Woody turned to talk to the dinosaur.
Rex?
I'm down here,
someone called from under the bed. Buzz and Woody climbed down to see Rex.
What are you doing? Buzz asked.
Didn't you hear Bonnie? Rex said. The Easter Bunny is coming. We have to hide.
I know I'm going to regret asking this, Ham said. What's wrong with the Easter Bunny?
What's wrong with the Easter Bunny? Rex shouted. It's a talking bunny.
We lived with Andy for years, Woody said. And every year he got tons of candy, but we never saw an actual bunny deliver it.
Rex shook his head.
Just because we didn't see the Easter Bunny doesn't mean it wasn't there. How can you be so sure?
Well, Woody began. But he couldn't answer Rex's question. The truth was, he couldn't be sure.
Actually, Mr. Pricklepants said, stepping forward, the legend of the Easter Bunny is quite old. Any story that has managed to survive so long most likely is true.
See? Rex shouted. I told you, it's coming to get us.
I don't know, said Trixie.
Wouldn't it be cool to see the actual Easter Bunny?
Maybe you're right, Rex said. That's the spirit, said Buzz. I'm sure it's nothing. I mean, really. A talking rabbit. That's just silly.
Rex still wasn't sure who to believe. Buzz and Woody were usually right. But what if this time they were wrong? Either way, Rex knew he couldn't hide forever. He had begun to climb back to his spot on the shelf when something caught his eye.
What's that?
He said in a panic.
Did the Easter Bunny leave it there?
It's just some plastic grass, Jesse said. Bonnie's mom probably bought it at the store for Easter.
Easter drew closer until finally the dreaded day had arrived. Rex didn't want to face the Easter Bunny alone, but he had a problem. Bonnie had left him in the kitchen. Rex hopped down from the table and saw something suspicious. Willing himself to be brave, Rex took a step closer.
It was a chocolate bunny. Had the Easter Bunny left it? Rex did his best to stay calm, but he kept finding more signs of the Easter Bunny.
As Rex made his way back to Bonnie's room, he spotted a line of jelly beans on the floor. Rex followed the jelly bean trail down the hall and into the living room. His eyes landed on something under the table. It was a piece of fluffy white fur. Rex thought for sure the fur belonged to the Easter Bunny. With a terrified scream, Rex dove under the couch. He had been brave. Now it was time to hide.
Just then, Rex heard a noise. Someone or something was coming. Rex peered out at the living room and saw a big fluffy white foot come into view. Rex scooted farther under the couch, squeezing his eyes shut. He waited for whatever it was to leave.
Bonnie, what did I tell you about eating in the living room? If you can't pick up the jelly beans you drop, you can't eat them in here.
Rex opened his eyes. He knew that voice. It wasn't the Easter Bunny. It was Bonnie's mom. And she was dressed in a white bunny suit. The piece of rabbit fur must have come from her costume.
Let's go, her mom shouted. Our guests will be here any minute, and I'd like you to be here to greet them with me.
It's party time! It's party time! Bonnie sang as she ran into the living room.
Rex knew this was his moment to sneak back to Bonnie's room.
I did it! Rex shouted as he burst through the bedroom door. I found the Easter Bunny!
You did? Woody asked. It's real? Rex shook his head. It's Bonnie's mom. She's wearing a bunny suit for an Easter party. I followed clues and tracked her down.
Wow, Buzz said. That was very brave.
Rex nodded.
You were right, he said. I was worried about nothing. Woody pulled his bunny ears off a shelf and placed them on Rex's head. I think you earned these.
Rex adjusted the ears and looked at himself in the mirror.
Hey, not bad, he said.
Just then, Bonnie and her friends raced into her bedroom.
Come on, she shouted, scooping up her toys. It's time for the Easter egg hunt.
Outside, Bonnie dumped her toys in the side yard.
You wait right here, Bonnie told them as she ran off. I'll be back after the Easter egg hunt.
As Bonnie and her friends searched for eggs in the backyard, the toys decided to have some fun of their own with a game of hide-and-seek.
Ready or not, here I come, Jesse shouted.
One by one, Jesse tracked down the other toys. Soon, only Mr. Pricklepants was still missing. Just when the toys had started to worry, Mr. Pricklepants came through a hedge.
Ah, There you are, he said. If you will come with me, I do believe there is something you need to see.
Curious, the toys followed Mr. Pricklepants back into the bushes.
Quiet now, the hedgehog warned. You wouldn't want to scare it away.
Scare what away? Rex asked. The dinosaur pushed aside the leaves
and promptly passed out. You see, Mr. Pricklepants said, pointing to a big brown bunny in an Easter basket. The legend of the Easter Bunny is true.
Disney, Mickey, and Friends, The Search for 5 Easter Eggs by Lauren Klaus. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. Minnie woke up extra early on a sunny Easter morning. She just loved Easter, especially because she and her friends always had a picnic. She ran over to Mickey's house to meet up with the gang. Mickey was decorating the living room, and Goofy was trying to convince Donald to put on bunny ears. Daisy was painting 5 Easter eggs, one for herself and each of her friends. Come on, everyone. It's time to go outside and have our Easter picnic, Minnie cheered. As the group gathered their picnic supplies, Daisy put the basket of Easter eggs on the porch so she wouldn't forget it. But just then, Pete walked by, looking for trouble. This looks like it could be fun, he thought, grabbing the basket.
Hey, Mickey! Happy Eggless Easter!
Pete called out as he hopped away. Mickey and the gang rushed to the window, but it was too late. Pete was already gone.
Oh, no! Minnie cried, running outside. Pete took our eggs!
The rest of the gang rushed out after her.
Easter is ruined, Donald said.
Come on, gang, it'll be okay,
Mickey said, trying to encourage his friends.
I'm sure there's something else we can do.
His voice trailed off as something caught his eye.
Oh, boy, Mickey said suddenly.
He walked to a nearby tree and reached up to a low branch. His friends watched in shock as he pulled down one of the Easter eggs.
You guys, we're going on a good old-fashioned Easter egg hunt, Mickey exclaimed.
Everybody split up to cover more ground, but Donald was still discouraged. He was worried they would never find all 5 eggs in time for their picnic. And then their food would get cold. As he was beginning to lose hope, Donald spotted something blue and pink beneath a bright green bush.
What could this be?
Donald thought as he pushed the leaves aside.
Hey, Goofy, I found one, Donald shouted. Goofy ran over to admire the egg Donald had found.
Oh, well, that's 2 already, Goofy said. At this rate, we should have them all in no time,
and then we'll get to eat our delicious picnic,
Donald said, finishing Goofy's sentence. As Goofy searched near the same bushes for more eggs, he heard Pluto bark. He ran over to find Pluto in a meadow, staring at a pile of sticks.
Well, that's odd. Why are these sticks stacked like this?
Goofy asked Pluto. Pluto barked again and then started picking up sticks with his mouth, hoping Goofy would help. Goofy quickly caught on and began picking up sticks too. They soon discovered that Pluto had found not just one, but 2 eggs.
Golly, get over here, guys, Goofy shouted.
Mickey and Daisy ran into the meadow and cheered with Goofy and Pluto.
Only 1 more egg, Mickey announced.
Minnie and Daisy knew the last egg would be especially well hidden. They headed toward the stream, the only place they hadn't checked yet. While Minnie lifted branches and looked under bushes, something caught Daisy's eye. She had found the final egg. But there was a problem. It was in the water. Minnie knew they didn't have long before the egg floated away. So she took off her shoes and jumped into the stream. Wading through the current, she caught the egg before it was swept out of reach.
Woohoo!
Daisy cheered from the shore. The cheering continued as Minnie appeared with the basket full of all 5 eggs. Daisy followed close behind with the basket containing their picnic. Easter was saved! Happy Easter, everyone, Mickey said. Even you, Pete. Your little trick ended up making this Easter even more special.
Oh, great. That's exactly what I wanted, Pete responded with a huff.
But Pete couldn't stay upset for too long. The gang shared their picnic with him, and the food was still warm and delicious. Disney 101 Dalmatians, The Great Egg Hunt, by Rachel Upton. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. To celebrate the end of a rainy week and the first day of spring, Pongo and Perdita had a surprise in store. We're going to have an egg hunt, Perdita said. We have the eggs here, Pongo said. We need everyone to help with painting and hiding. Are you all up for it? The puppies barked happily. Soon, every puppy had an egg, and they were all having tremendous and rather messy fun making their eggs unique. Patch and Lucky couldn't stop laughing as they got messier and messier and messier. When their eggs were completely painted and dry, Patch and Lucky split up to hide them. The other puppies did the same. Lucky wandered down to a fence near the barn. He found a small knot hole in one of the fence posts that was just the right size for an egg. He placed it in the hole and nudged it inside. Lucky was sure his brother would never find this hiding spot. Meanwhile, Patch had headed straight to the woods that bordered the farm. There was a tree with large and twisty roots that Patch thought could hide his egg. He found a small hollow and placed the egg under it. Tail wagging, he ran back toward the farm. Patch and Lucky joined a crowd of other puppies who were trotting back toward the barn proudly, each certain they'd found the best hiding spot of all. Pongo counted them as they arrived, and once every puppy was present, he barked for their attention. Is everyone ready for the egg hunt? He called, and the puppies cheered. Ready, set, go! Perdita called, and the puppies scattered happily across the farm and woodlands. Why don't we look together? Lucky suggested to Patch. I want to see if you can find my hiding spot.
Me too. That sounds like fun, Patch said before hurrying off toward the fence where he'd seen Lucky go earlier.
Pongo and Perdita watched the puppies search until they turned to see one of the farmhands staring into the empty egg box and clucking in distress.
Oh, Perdita, Henrietta cried. My egg is missing. I laid one of my eggs in this box and now it's gone.
Pongo and Perdita looked at each other in dismay. Henrietta's egg had surely been mixed up with the eggs for the hunt. Meanwhile, it hadn't taken Patch long to find Lucky's hiding spot. Lucky had accidentally left paw tracks in the mud. Better luck next time, Patch teased. Now it's your turn. Lucky sniffed and walked toward the woods, nose to the ground.
It took Lucky longer to find Patch's hiding spot.
When they arrived at the tree, Lucky sniffed around as he hunted for the egg. Patch watched in satisfaction, pleased with his clever hiding spot.
Then Lucky suddenly gave a disappointed cry.
Oh no, it's broken.
What? How? Said Patch.
His brother had found the right hiding place, but he'd also found colorful broken eggshells.
Then they noticed tiny footprints leading away from the hiding spot.
It must have hatched, Patch said in surprise.
Look!
Now what do we do? Lucky asked.
We should find it as quick as we can before it gets hurt, Patch said.
The brothers put their noses to the ground and began to sniff, soon picking up the scent of the baby chick. It had gone up the hill toward the cow pasture.
Lucky ran forward barking, and the cow looked up in surprise, backing away from the baby chick. Unfortunately, the chick ran away from the cow and away from Lucky. It was heading for the barn. Patch and Lucky ran into the barn after it, but it was too dark to see the chick anywhere. Then Patch heard a quiet peeping and looked up. The chick was on top of a stack of hay bales, and the stack was swaying dangerously. The pups braced their paws against the stack, trying to steady it. The top hay bale suddenly fell toward the ground, taking the chick with it. To the puppy's relief, the chick landed safely on the soft hay. But the chick was on the move again. "Patch, that way," Lucky said, and the two ran out the barn door. Patch and Lucky couldn't tell where the chick had gone. At last, Lucky leaned against the wall of a doghouse. "This is impossible, Patch." But then they heard a familiar sound. Sitting in the doghouse, curled up on a blanket, was the baby chick. It was peeping softly in its sleep.
"Mom, Dad, I found where Patch hid his egg," Lucky said. "But it was actually a chick," Patch explained.
Henrietta overheard and clucked in delight.
"Oh, my little chick, you found it. Thank you so much."
"Oh, how wonderful," Perdita said. "But now you don't have an egg, Lucky."
"That's okay," said Lucky. "I think Patch and I have had enough hunting for one day."